If you stumble over in the realm of woman, you have to be woman and spring back in the realm of woman, and then you become Buddha. But we don't do it. If we stumble over in the realm of woman, we try to get something, you know, and expect a certain paradise in the heavens and try to spring back again over there. That is borrowing the man's bodies and mind, job, status, etc., and then try to stand up. That is always fighting, you know. That is called fight. Or ism. But anyway, so even though you don't understand this meaning that demons becoming Buddha, we subdue demons and make a Buddha with the demons, this is very true. So in your whole life, what does it mean? You have to contemplate, you have to observe anyway this significance of Dogen's statement in your horror. Next he says, in the time of Buddhas becoming Buddhas, we are mindful of Buddhas and make Buddhas with the Buddhas. This is, you are, your body is already Buddha, your mind is Buddha, and every aspect of your human life, so-called daily routine, manifested by your body and mind are nothing but the Buddha. If so, to practice Buddha is very simple practice. Very simple practice. Just like stream of water. Accept, pass by. Face, meet something and pass by. But it doesn't mean senselessness. Human sense, humanity, a sense of humanity works very naturally. That's why there is a practice so-called to subdue or cut off strings anyway. Because we have a human feeling, humanity, humility, or humanistic sense, or emotion and consciousness, many things work. If you don't have a human sense, human emotions, you know, it's very easy to deal with take or other words, you know. Just like a verb. It's very simple. But we don't. We are not just like a bird and trees. We have a very complicated emotions, so, and consciousness, and through this consciousness and emotions, and then we understand really deep human life. So, in the time of Buddhas becoming Buddha, we are mindful of Buddhas and make the Buddha with the Buddha means just achieve your practice is your daily life. Practice of mindfulness is nothing but achieving continuation of simplicity. Buddhas, meet, take quarter, kasho, pass by. That's continue from day to day in the everyday busy life, return to the center. Be still. Observe total picture of human world. Right in the middle of noisiness, return to the center. 1,000 million times you have to repeat again and again. That is called body-mind, I mention very often. Body-mind, the way-seeking mind. At that time, even a moment, if you can return to the center, so-called quiet essence, samatha, okay? You can be mindful of Buddhas and make the Buddhas with the Buddhas because your body and mind is Buddha. So, next, he says, in the time of people becoming Buddhas, we bring harmony to people and make Buddhas with the people. We are Buddha, okay? We are Buddha. Human beings, all human beings are Buddha. All sentient beings are Buddha. If so, why is it? We have to practice. If we are Buddha, we have to take responsibility for make it alive in our daily life. So Buddha is not the metaphysical ideas or not philosophical religious ideas. Buddhas are something alive, vividly, like a leaping fish, every moment, in every aspect of your life. Washing your face, or go to work, walking on the street, kasho, bow, whatever. We call Buddha anyway. If so, we bring harmony to people because all we have to do is just handle, just to see the winter and pass by. Just to see the severe winter in Minneapolis and don't judge, evaluate. But first we judge, evaluate whether then I don't like or I like. People always ask me that, do you like Minnesota weather? I say, yes. But I don't think yes. I want to say no. But if I say no, people continue to ask me, why do you live here? So I don't want to discuss about it. That's why I like it. But actually I don't like it. So if I don't like it, why do I live here? Because here is a sunset. But I am still free, so even though it's in a year, I can go any place. But I don't want. So as long as I am here, I should say I like it. I say I like it, you know. But I don't like it. So reason why I am here is nothing. Just I am here. So, my presence in the Minneapolis is completely pure, pure, very pure, you know. And then if you ask me why, and then I show the Buddha's, the quality, the virtuous quality of presence of Minneapolis, presence of, you know, Karagi's presence in Minneapolis. That's it. So, the trees, birds, and the sparrows, a very simple life, you know. When the severe winter comes, just they see, meet, severe winter, and live. When they have to die in the severe winter, then they just die. we also should do it, should do like that. But we are not same as a bird. We have a consciousness, emotions, feelings. And through this, we have to live, just like a tree's bird. So that is simplicity in life. After we pass through the filter again and again, and then we can see simplicity. That simplicity is really polished, refined, taken for many, many years. It is completely different from simplicity in life which birds, trees possess. Completely different. They live in simple way. We live in simple way, but simplicity is different. Thanks to our emotions, consciousness, we can profound and refine in life, simplicity in life. That is called Buddha. So that's why Dogen Zen says, in the time of people becoming Buddhas, we bring harmony to people. This is our practice. Concentrate. We bring harmony and peace to people, to us. Anyway, every day. Nothing special practice.